A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Menachas Kuf Vav, Menachas 106b, pagination 212. Towards the bottom of the page, about a quarter of the way up, Masnisin, towards the middle of the line, the new Mishnah. Harei alai etzim. If a person says, behold upon me is wood in the plural, lo yivchos mishnei gezirin, he should not bring less than two blocks of wood. And the Gemara explains the procedure. According to one opinion, you actually have to salt them, you have to take a kmitza of them, they're treated literally like a karbon. Continuing in our Mishnah, Levona, if he says that he's going to bring Levona, the frankincense, lo yivchos mikometz, he should not bring less than a kometz, that's the minimum of the offering. Chamisha kamatzim heim, the Mishnah digresses, there are actually five applications for the kmitza. Ha'omer alai levona lo yivchas mikometz. As we mentioned, a person who says that he's going to bring levona, it should not be less than a kometz, the kind of fistful, which we discussed, the special way of taking it, the middle three fingers. Ha'menadev mincha, a person who obligates himself voluntarily in a mincha, yavi'ima kometz levona, he's going to bring with it a kometz worth of levona. Hamales hakometz bachutz chayiv. If a person brings a kometz worth outside of the Beis HaMikdash improperly, that's considered a violation. That's the requisite amount, and it's called a violation. And finally, shnei bezichin teunin shnei kematzim. The two spoonfuls by the lechem aponim required two kematzim of Levona. Rashi observes that the most basic type of kometz, which is the correct offering of kometz, is not being mentioned. That it's haktara ma'al yasahi, that it's a good haktara. And he says, but it's inferred by definition from the case that was outside of the Beis HaMikdash and was considered a violation, because only something that in the Beis HaMikdash would have been kosher is going to be considered a violation outside the Beis HaMikdash. You have to know the guidelines for that, but we encountered that by Karbanos in Zvachim. Continuing in the Mishnah, Harei Alai Zahav, a person says, I'm accepting to bring Zahav as a vow. Lo yivchas midiner Zahav, the amount would be a dinner. Kesef, silver, lo yivchos mi dinner kesef. He would be obligated in a dinner of kesef and nechoshes. If he said he would bring copper, lo yivchos mi ma'ah kesef, it's not going to be less than a ma'ah of kesef. Pirashti, I explained how much I was going to bring. Let's go back for 1 second to the case we just did. Nechoshes, if he said he would bring copper, lo yivchos mima'a kesef, he's not going to bring less copper than the amount of a ma'a kesef. Not that he's supposed to bring kesef, silver. He's going to bring copper in the amount of a ma'a kesef. Pirashti, I explained how much I was going to bring at the time of the vow. V'eini yodeya ma pirashti, but I don't now remember how much it was that I specified. Now, Rabbeinu Gershom, which can be found on the facing page at the top of his commentary, learns that it is both a question about amount and a question of what type. In any case, he doesn't know. Says the Mishnah, Yehei mevi ad sheyomar lo lekach niskavanti. He would keep being obligated to bring until he can say, I for sure did not intend this amount. Either because he knows his style, he always gives in increments of 18 and wouldn't give more than 1800. Or, as Rabbeinu Gershom says, I wasn't that wealthy at the time that I made the vow, so it doesn't make sense that I made such a vow. we have such a concept, Acheyomer lo lekach niskavanti, a person can be sure that this is not included in the doubt. We have such an expression by Hilchas Shabbos that when Shabbos is over, so you wait for three stars, says the Mechaber in Siman Resh Tzadi Gimel, Imhu Yoma Ma'unon, if it's a cloudy night, literally a cloudy day, but it's a cloudy night, and you can't find the three stars, Yamtin Ache Yetze HaSafek Milibo, then you wait until the doubt is removed from your heart, until you're confident that this is not included in the doubt. Let's move on to the facing page, and we have one additional case related to the Mishnah. In other words, the Mishnah listed off if he made a vow of wood, if he made a vow of Lavona, if he made a vow of gold, silver, or copper. And the Gemara adds on, what about iron? It's about a quarter of the way down, the first word on the line. Barzel, if it's iron that he vowed about, what is the minimum, what is the proper amount that's considered acceptable? And these laws are reminiscent, not the same laws, but they're reminiscent regarding Hilchas Shabbos of what's considered hotza'ah, what's considered a requisite amount to be called carrying something worthwhile from one domain to the next on Shabbos. Again, it's not the same rules, but we're looking for what is that minimum in all kinds of areas of creation, of donations. Barzel, if it was iron, tanya, acherim omrim, lo yivchos mikalya orev. The amount for the Beis HaMikdash would be the crow chaser, the scarecrow. They had a certain contraption on the top of the Heichal that would make sure that crows, ravens, wouldn't come over there, either to avoid them bringing tamei things, because they carry significant meat, for example, with them, or that they shouldn't hang out there because of the meat processing and everything. They would come and watch and crave it or whatever, and you'd end up with a lot of droppings. So they had a kalya orev, a special contraption to keep them away. The common explanation of it is that it had razor sharp spikes so that they wouldn't land there. Another approach Tosfos mentions from the Aruch is that it was like a scarecrow. He says, like the Shomrei Zeraim, like those who guard the garden would use so that the birds won't come. Vikama, the Gemara continues, how much is that? I'm Rav Yosef, Amma al Amma. An Amma by an Amma, that's how much iron would have to be donated. There's a fascinating Tosfos over here, who Kalya Orev, as the Tosfos ends the short lines into the wide lines, and says that the Mikdash Rishon did not require a Kalya Orev Sheshchina Sheruya Bo, because the presence of Hashem was so significant, they didn't need it. So Tosfos asks that there's a Gemara in Moed Katan that seems to indicate that the first Beis HaMikdash built by Shlomo did have a Kalya Orev at the time that it was built. And Tosfos suggests that maybe they built the Kalya Orev anticipating that it would be needed. And then as time went on, Kishara Kedushasa, when they saw that its holiness was tangible even to the animal kingdom and the birds weren't coming, Shamtu, they removed it as a prestige to the Beis HaMikdash. But the second Beis HaMikdash did need it, and that's what we're describing such a donation of iron would be used for and the amount that would be useful. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.